Of Adjustment, October 19th, 2020, meeting to order. Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we have the introduction of staff.
Sure, Madam Chair. My name is Jamie Whitehouse. I am the Planning and Zoning Director.
I'm Chase Phillips, Planner 1.
I'm James Sharp. I'm the attorney for the board.
And I'm our recording secretary.
There are no changes to the agenda, Madam Chair.
Do you have a motion to accept the agenda?
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the agenda as presented.
A second?
Second.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, our agenda is approved. Approval of minutes for August 17th, 2020.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes for August 17th, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the minutes for August 17th, 2020 are approved. Approval of findings of facts for August 17th, 2020.
Madam Chair, I make a motion that we approve the findings of fact for August 17th, 2020.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, the August 17th, 2020 finding of facts are approved. Old business.
We have none this evening.
Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in proceeding in orderly fashion to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, take directions from the chair. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or source of income. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the board in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will ask them to come forward or be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. Copies of the standards can be found on the table or the rear of the room for your convenience. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. We will be taking testimony from invite public comment via telephone as well, and those folks will also be sworn in. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case will be voted upon or tabled for consideration at a future meeting. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. If the board renders a decision this evening, please be advised that the decision will not be final until the written decision is approved by the board and filed with the board secretary. Any action taken prior to the filing of the written decision and expiration of any applicable appeal period is taken at the property owner's risk. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, We request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting. For the courtesy of those, if you are participating via telephone, we ask that you eliminate all other disruptions such as talking, television, or other noises which could be caught on the audio. Thank you.
Okay. We are adopting a different mask policy, which is informally known as the restaurant rule. If you are seated and stationary and at least 6 feet from someone else, you do not need to wear your mask. However, you may choose to wear your mask. If you move around or come up to the podium, please wear your mask. When at the podium, you may remove your mask to speak. You should put your mask back on to return to your seat. Mr. Whitehouse.